Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center. innovativewellness.center, and use the code Sports Overnight America. All right, good evening and welcome aboard. It is another edition of Sports Overnight America presented by Geico Insurance at geico.com, by Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Mortgage with $10,000 towards your closing costs with every approved mortgage. That's at rocketmortgage.com. I'm Marty Terrell, Tyler Levine in for the full hour. Always excited about that. And we got Dominic Jimenez in tow as well. Zayd Hussein will join us. We'll put a cap on the fight over the weekend. Why not? And then a lot of football. I mean, really. Mike Griffith, again, Atlanta Journal-Constitution last night, gave us a lot of fodder. But we're headed into a huge weekend, no question about it. We'll be doing a road show in Salt Lake City, Iowa State, Utah. And you know what? We thought this was going to be like a Donnybrook. This was going to be just, you know, Big 12 championship on the line. We're all pumped up. Well, guess what? Iowa State, for the most part, has done their part. Utah has not. Blown out by Colorado over the weekend. Their season is pretty much up in smoke, and away we go. But a very compelling weekend. Colorado, Kansas, Arizona State, BYU. We'll start right there. But, yeah, we got to look back at Joe Mixon tearing up the Cowboys. The Cowboys are god-awful. We'll do that. NBA, trouble in Philadelphia, and I feel bad because I'm going to make it personal. Nick Nurse is a good guy and a hell of a coach. Won the championship with the Toronto Raptors in 2019. Came up the hard way coaching over in, seriously, Europe, Britain, some of the most outrageous, you know, distant outposts you could possibly imagine. And then, you know, cut his teeth in Iowa in the NBA, then D-League, now the G-League, and got the championship with Toronto. You could say, well, Golden State didn't have Durant and blah, 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 but still, he got an NBA championship ring. He is singing for his proverbial supper in Philadelphia. They'll look for a scapegoat. Embiid has been a disaster. Late for meetings, very aloof, injured. Paul George, bruised knee. It's just been a mess, and I feel bad for Nick. And ultimately, coaches are the fall guys. Just go ask Jim Montgomery of the Boston Bruins. Brock Hines will join us. Firing in Boston. And a whole lot to get to here. It's a Tuesday into a Wednesday of Sports Overnight America, presented by Geico and Rocket Mortgage, an American premium body. Coming back, Tyler joins the fray with Zayd Hussein. Straight ahead.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Celebrate responsibly.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center. innovativewellness.center, and use the code Sports Overnight America. Oh, we are Chicago bound with Zane Hussein, Barney Terrell here on a Tuesday into a Wednesday here at Sports Overnight America. Thanks so much, Dominic Jimenez. Grateful for you as well. Tyler Levine as well. Tyler, welcome aboard. We're going to head right to the Midway with Zaid, who spent his time in Dallas and L.A. He's back in his homeland of Chicago, and I'm sure he'll have some hot takes. Welcome aboard, Tyler. How are you, man?
I'm doing well, Marty. How are you?
I'm doing good. You know, I told Zaid the Bears were going to get it done on Sunday, and he told me I was absolutely off my rocker. I still feel like I'm off my rocker. Because, man, they find more ways to lose, Zaid. And we're going to recap a whole bunch. But welcome aboard, Zaid. How are you?
Doing great, Marty. Well, I would like to say I am doing great, but I don't really think I am after what I saw. I mean, we've never beaten the Packers with head coach Matt LaFleur, and we had it in our hands. And we seem to find new ways to lose. We invent ways of losing here in Chicago, and that's what you saw on Sunday.
That was terrible. They had the game won. I mean, come on. Cairo's going to make that field goal 99 out of 100 times, and my God, they block it. And then, you know, the Packers should have been flagged for boosting the guy up in the air, but I'm not going there. Hey, let's recap the fight, then I'll let Tyler weigh in. But my God, $81 million at the gate. I mean, the numbers are staggering. Was the whole world scammed, or was this a good deal? You were there. Let's hear. Go ahead.
Well, Marty, you know, the thing is, I don't want to say that everybody was scammed because it was free. It was on Netflix for every single person to stream. So it's not like you said, oh, I wasted my hard-earned money buying this fight because, hey, it was on Netflix. You had nothing to do on that night, and you chose, hey, let me watch this fight, which I think everybody got some sort of entertainment out of it. And I think it just goes to show you how great of a marketer Jake Paul is. I mean, you had over 65 million live streamers watching this fight. It was the biggest watch, most watched fight in recent memory. I mean, I don't think anyone's topped it. And partnering with a company like Netflix is just genius because every single person has a Netflix account worldwide. So everyone was able to watch it. And that's why you saw it crashing, because 65 million people were simultaneously watching it.
Yeah. Tyler, go ahead. You take a stab at that, and we'll get right into football with Zaid.
Well, if Zay didn't mention it, I was going to. I'm not sure how many of us were actually watching the fights, being that Netflix couldn't figure it out and get more than 2 minutes of consistent streaming going. I mean, I missed four rounds of the Serrano fight, which, Zay, I got to ask. I mean, was everyone in the ring as appalled as I was, and it seemed like the world was when Katie Taylor was given the W over Serrano after that fight?
You know, I think in person, it looked a lot closer than I would say watching it on TV, because – in person, you could, the crowd reactions to Taylor's shots were loud, and I think that's something that swayed the judges. I think it's a thing that sways the judges in all sports, where you get a crowd that's reacting to every punch from one side. It could sway the scoring a little bit. I think Taylor fought really dirty. I thought her headbutts were continuously happening throughout the rounds. And, you know, the ref took away 1 point, but I could argue that at least 2 points could have been taken away there. I thought Serrano landing over 100 more punches clearly won the bout, but I think, you know, this was a thing that was swayed by the fans. I think the judges, you know, kind of played into the fans a little bit and gave some swing rounds, or all swing rounds, to Taylor, which I don't agree
with.
That's
crazy, man. Especially with the point being taken away. I mean, that, like, I was actually shocked. My jaw hit the floor. It was absolutely insane. Insane. I could not believe it.
Yeah, I'm right there with you guys. I agree. I thought she did enough. You know, usually in boxing, and Marty, correct me if I'm wrong, but someone lands 100 more punches than the other fighter, and the other fighter loses a point, I think it's pretty clear who won the bout. But, I mean, then again, who knows? I mean, I guess I don't know nothing anymore.
Yeah, let me tell you, the last fight I went to, someone bit an ear off the other guy. I swear to God I was there. I posted it on Facebook. So it's been a while. Hey, I miss Hagler, Hearn, Sugar Ray. I miss the golden age of boxing. I really do. But you know what? I'm going to sound like the old guy that shoos young kids off his lawn. So I will digress. I know where I want to go, though. I want to go to Chicago, and the Bears have the Vikings. And they let that one get away. They still have – I can't write them off yet, and I don't want to make this all about the Bears. You know, the Vikings have withstood some stuff. They didn't play great on the weekend. They found a way to beat Tennessee, did it by 10. How do you see that? And, man, are we in a mix right now? I mean, seriously, you got Niners, Packers, Minnesota, Chicago, Arizona, Seattle. I mean, does football just get better? I mean, I sound like a dope, but isn't it just great as we roll towards week 12? Look where we stand in the NFL. It's unbelievable, Zaid. Let me hear. And then, Tyler, you follow up.
Yeah, I think we're getting to the point in the season where a lot of games are starting to get really close. You know, we saw in the beginning of the season, there wasn't many exciting games, to be honest with you. I thought a lot of games led to a ton of blowouts. Primetime games have been really, really bad outside of one or two. I mean, this is a spot now where we see the Bills and the Chiefs have a classic game, which I think these two teams are lining up to face each other again late in the NFC, or I'm sorry, in the AFC at the end of the year. Josh Allen finally was able to get over the hump. We'll see if he can do it in the playoffs now. But now looking on the other side, you got a San Fran team without Christian McCaffrey back. A lot of players are starting to get healthy again for that squad. Their defense has been great. This is a team that's dangerous. And a team that stuck out to me the most is the Pittsburgh Steelers, because this is a football team that's finding a way to win games. Their defense is very, very nasty. They're strong up front, and this is a team that knows how to win. They're playing their style of football, and they just knocked off the Ravens, who many say are one of the best teams in football. So the Steelers are a team that's a team to watch out for sure.
I'm going to just pick up where you left off. The Steelers, I know they're going to be 9-2 after this week. They play away in Cleveland. There's a 0% chance they lose that game. Looking forward, though, they still have to play the Bengals twice, the Chiefs, the Ravens, who they obviously just beat. It was a close one, though, and Justin Tucker did miss two field goals, and the Eagles. So they have a tough schedule coming in. Let's see how they wrap things up. And another game that I couldn't be more excited for on the weekend. It sounds like a weird one, but the Cardinals versus the Seahawks. You know, this is a week that we find out really what the Cardinals are about. We just saw the Seahawks pull off a win in San Francisco that I don't think anybody expected, especially with the 49ers starting to get healthier. And, you know, additionally, a primetime game that finally has me juiced up, the Monday night game next week, Ravens and Chargers. I mean, who at the beginning of the season would have thought that this would be a game that everyone had their eyes on? You know, outside of a bye week, identical records. Ravens are 7-4, Chargers are 7-3. That Chargers defense is good, good, good. Harbaugh has removed the stigma that the Chargers have had, which is they always blow it. They find ways to lose, like we were just talking about with the Bears. And now they're finding ways to win in those moments. And he's really established a winning culture there. And I think he did that before the season even started when he decided to draft Joe Alt in the draft with that high draft pick. Everyone was expecting wide receiver. Oh, they don't have weapons. And now look at them. They're sitting 7-3 with an unbelievable defense, a 4-1 home record as they face the Ravens at home Monday the 25th.
Yeah, I think clearly, you know, Justin Herbert's been playing really, really well. And I think when you look at J.K. Dobbins, his running power finally getting healthy and showing what he can do. This was a running back that I've been high on for the last couple of years. Obviously scores the game-winning touchdown this weekend. Now he returns back to Baltimore against his former team. Look for him to have another big game. It's crazy. You got the J.K.
Dobbins. Such a good story.
1-2 punch. And we're going to have it again here. The J.K. Dobbins, Gus Edwards against their former team. We'll see how they do.
Yeah, can you hear me, guys? All right.
Yeah, we're good now.
Yeah,
now we can.
Yeah, I went radio silent. I muted myself, so I apologize for the dead air. It's like the cardinal sin of radio. Guys, this is what I do know about the NFL. Whatever we think we know right now, wait a week, wait 2 weeks, wait a fortnight, and I'm telling you, things are crazy. And I'll point to the NFC North. I've said it a million times. No idea what's going on in the AFC South. I mean, I like the Texans, but here's what I'm going to tell you right now, guys. There's only a handful of teams that I can take serious right now. Now, the minute I say there's parity, Zayden, I'll start with you. San Francisco, I don't think so. The Rams, I don't think so. Arizona looks like a absolute monster. And people say, well, you're going crazy. Hey, look, I'm a Patriot guy. I don't know why the hell they took Drake May. They should have taken Harrison Jr. Hey, Zay, can we get a couple minutes with you on the other side? I don't want to let you go. We got an open segment. Can you stay in for just a few minutes, please? A couple other areas.
Absolutely.
I want to get with you. Stay with us.
Absolutely.
All right, we'll do that. And we got Brock Hines coming up. Breaking story out of Boston. Jim Montgomery out as the Bruins coach, but a whole lot more coming up. Don't go away.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Welcome back into Sports Overnight America, Tuesday into a Wednesday. Marty Trail. I want to thank Randy Byrne, too, because we did some college football research. I mean, we have Mike Griffith on here from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution yesterday. I've never seen so much reaction to a guy who got all the Big Ten people wound up, all the ACC people wound up, got all the Oregon fans wound up. And we'll talk about that later. But I got some stats to throw around, and I'll do that in the two-minute drill late in the show. Guys, Kansas City would be the one seed right now. They'd get a bye. Buffalo, two. They would take on the Broncos. This were if the season were to end today, which it hasn't. Three seed Pittsburgh, six seed Baltimore. What a matchup that is. Texans and Chargers is the 4-5. NFC Lions, and we'll get to them in a moment. Eagles would take on the seven seed Commanders. I mean, that is a absolute wild game. Can you imagine Hurts against Daniels? Wow. Cardinals, there again, Murray, Love, 3-6, and 4-seed Falcons against the 5-seed Vikings. That's if the season were to end. It hasn't. Here's where I want to go, guys, and I'll start with Zay. Tyler, you follow up. Is anybody going to touch Detroit? I mean, I know they blew out Jacksonville. And they got a dopey coach who I love. He wins because he's got great talent. His game management sucks. Is anybody going to stop Detroit in the NFC? Anybody got a shot, Zay? Let's start with you, and Tyler, you weigh in. Go ahead.
You know, I think this team is putting up such big numbers that it's very hard to keep up with them. I mean, you look at the weapons that they have. Gibbs is like a rocket out of the backfield. You could dunk it off to him, and he's gone. You know, we saw it this weekend. He had an absolutely monster game. You know, Gibbs, one catch, 54 yards. He just took off with it. Him and Montgomery in the backfield are just a 1-2 combo. They combined for over 26 carries and over 160 yards and three touchdowns on the ground. I mean, that's something that we see every single week out of them. Jared Goff throwing for four touchdowns. I think it's going to come down to how his quarterback play is in the postseason. Because we saw a week before, he threw, what, I think four or five interceptions, and they still managed to win the game. I don't know how, but, you know, if he could play good and keep the turnovers under it, this is a team that's going to be very hard to beat. He just has to manage the game correctly, cannot have turnovers like how he did a few weeks ago. Five interceptions, Tyler. I'm sorry, five.
Yep. Tyler, what do you think? I'm looking at I don't know who can keep up in the end. I mean, I think that are they locked to win the Super Bowl? No, because they're going to have to beat, you know, the Chiefs, the Bills, the Ravens, Steelers, you know, who are all great teams. But when you look at the NFC, I mean, the only team that really stands out to me as a team that I think could possibly compete, and I don't even think it's close, is the Eagles, strictly because of Saquon and their running game, and their defense has turned a corner here. Those two young cornerbacks that they have are outstanding. Outside of that, no. It's a flat-out no for me. I think that Detroit is head and shoulders better than everybody else in the NFC. I don't think it's particularly close. Normally, you think a team like the Niners, but I'm not sold that the Niners are even making the playoffs this year with the injury problems that they've had. Now, Bosa's out injured. I'm not sure how long. Is he playing this week or not? I don't know, but regardless, I mean, who else here is it going to be a threat? Is it the Vikings? I don't think so. I think that they're going to fade off. The Packers, I don't think they stand a chance at all. Cardinals, I don't think that they're even remotely close on paper or, you know, coaching matchups. I mean, I think that Detroit has the best offensive coordinator in the league. They have the best offensive weapons. They have a quarterback who is experienced, and they've now shown that even on his worst night, and I mean historically speaking, his worst night ever, they still found a way to beat a team that just blew out the Cowboys, which isn't that impressive because the Cowboys are terrible. But I don't know. I think the Lions are on a fast track to the Super Bowl for me.
Oh, great. They may be, and I hope they do. New Orleans will be great with Detroit. I don't trust Campbell as far as I can throw him. I really can't. The guy's going to do something stupid. He always does it in a big spot. Go back and look what he did last year. I mean, Dan Campbell is a great guy. He's a great motivator. He's a rah-rah guy. Turn the game-time decisions over to Aaron Glenn, even if he's on the defensive side. I don't care who it is. Or Ben Johnson, my guy. What am I talking about, Aaron Glenn? I don't trust Campbell, Tyler. I don't trust him. You go first this time. And Zay, pay attention, guys. This guy is a dope when it comes to game management. He's terrible.
I don't even think it matters because the only other team that I listed as being a threat is the Philadelphia Eagles. And look who's coaching their team. It's Sirianni. So if it's going to be guys making – if it's guy making bad decisions versus guy making bad decisions, I'm taking the guy with the better roster, the way better offensive coordinator. And, you know, even if the Eagles' defense is a little bit better than the Lions, I'm still rocking with Detroit here. I don't think Dan Campbell can really – unless he does – multiple egregious things in one game, which I think that he learned a lot from last postseason. There's just no one on this list of teams that I'm looking at that is even close to the Lions in my eyes.
Zaid, before you go, I want to say something. You cannot out-exercise a bad diet. It's proven time and time again. Eat poorly, you're going to be fat. Make stupid decisions, you're going to hurt your team. That's where I go with Campbell. I know I'm being hard on the guy. I do not trust him. And Tyler, I get your point, but you're making it sound like this is, you know, the Patriots in their heyday, the 49ers back in Montana years, where they just ran up scores, Buffalo, Kansas City, Peyton Manning and the Colts when they beat the Bears. I get it, but you have to be a tactician, and this guy needs to get a whiff of his own stench because he's clueless when it comes to big spots. Go ahead, Zaid. What do you think?
I think come late in the season, you're going to have a healthy San Fran 49ers team, hopefully. And if San Francisco could get healthy, I think they beat everybody. I really do. I think you got Christian McCaffrey back now. He's playing really well. I think once you get all the receivers healthy, you have all your weapons in San Fran healthy, I think that they beat the Lions once again. I think it's going to be them two. They're going to be the teams. I think the Eagles are going to be too inconsistent come postseason time. You know, like I said, if they get into a game with Washington or, you know, one of these other teams, maybe a Seattle, I think they don't survive. I think we see San Fran late in the year. They know how to win games and make it to the Super Bowl. I think we see San Fran in the Super Bowl again. I would take a futures bet right now on the 49ers to win the Super Bowl. If you're going to bet it, you bet it now when the line is outrageously high. You could get a good price tag on it. And this is a team, if healthy, can beat any team in football.
We see the Lions and the Niners in Week 17, which will be, I think that's going to be a telltale sign of what's going to come. And ultimately, that could be a huge, huge factor if they do face off in the postseason. Seeing someone in Week 17 and then seeing them a couple weeks later, then it comes down to the coaches for me and the game plan. And I do trust Shanahan, although Dom will not like that. To put together a very strong game plan for the Lions.
Well, Purdy's banged up. Go ahead, Zaid.
Go ahead. Yeah, I also think at this rate, if the Lions lock up that number one bye, that Week 17 matchup may be meaningless for the Lions.
I agree.
With 9-1, they're starting to run away with it. They're going to win again this week. If they end the year, they're going to sit everybody. And then you got the 49ers, who probably will need the win, get into the playoffs, and then put your seatbelt on. Because once you got those type of playmakers in the playoffs, you know, the Joey Bosa on the defensive end, you have Christian McCaffrey on the offensive end. These two are some of the two dynamic players that San Fran has, and that's what's going to win games late in the year. It's going to be coaching and those type of dynamic players. And I think, you know, the defense is still there. The offense, when healthy, is going to be electric. And this is going to be the toughest team to beat in football.
Let's go to the AFC, guys. Are we making too much of Buffalo's win Sunday night? My God, people are falling all over themselves. You know, the latest is the greatest. They win one game. They won it at home. We know Allen's a beast. No one's tackling him. It's like trying to tackle two Roethlisbergers with a refrigerator on his back. The guy's a beast. It was a great run. I think we're getting too cuckoo on the Buffalo Bills. Let's go around the horn. Let's go with you, Tyler, then Zaid. Buffalo, are we getting too carried away and making that win Sunday night more than it really was? It was a win. It was one game in November. Let me hear.
I think it's an overreaction if you think that now this definitely, you know, hot head and shoulders above the rest of the league, the Buffalo Bills stand. But I don't think it's an overreaction when you factor in the fact that Kincaid and Coleman were both out injured and Amari Cooper only had two catches. Yeah. And factoring in as well that they did this against a Chiefs defense that has been unbelievable throughout the season thus far. Keeping in mind as well that we all, like, I think it's pretty common that most people are expecting the Chiefs and the Bills to face off in the postseason at some point. When you beat a team that you've struggled to beat for so long, it does something. It's like you could take that breath of fresh air, like, okay, it's over. We did it. We know that we can do it. Because when you play the same team over and over again and they constantly beat you, I mean, you look back to the famous game, 13 seconds left on the clock, the Chiefs come down, kick the field goal, win it in overtime because of the BS rule. That burden's now gone, and I think I don't think it can be overstated how much that does for a team's confidence looking forward. So I don't think it is an overreaction to how big of a win it was for Buffalo, even though it was at home and in November.
Zaid, what about you with the Bills? Or are you downgrading Kansas City and upgrading Buffalo like everyone else in the world? Or are you a contrarian on this? Let me hear. Do we lose Zaid?
Yeah, I think we lost Zaid here. But I think he thinks I just didn't care
about what he had to say about it.
I'll speak on the Chiefs, though, because I do want to say this as well, is that I'm worried for Kansas City because you look at their schedule, they have not played well offensively all season. They got the Steelers coming up in week 17, the Broncos in week 18, a Chargers team that is very, very dangerous in a couple weeks. Look, they're going to beat the Panthers and the Raiders. That Chargers game, though, I think is going to tell us a lot about the Chiefs going into the postseason. And they finish up with a very difficult schedule. At home versus the Texans, and then away in Pittsburgh, and away against the Broncos. So that's interesting.
And I'm mad I didn't think of that earlier because I was talking about it and writing notes earlier today. You're right. The two outliers are Denver and the Chargers, and anybody who wants to play with that fire, good luck. You're going to get burned. Those teams are going to be heard from. I'm not saying they're going to win the whole thing, but keep an eye on them. Good job. We'll come back. Brock Hines, developing story. Hockey coach in Boston fired. That's always big news, not only locally, but nationally, and a whole lot more with Heinze coming up here.
Shop early, save big, all month long during Black Friday buildup at Lowe's. Right now, get select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at just $59.98. Don't wait to save. Shop these deals today, in-store or online. Because Lowe's knows deals. Discount taken at time of purchase. While supplies last. Selection varies by location.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Celebrate responsibly.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
All right, talking the world of sports here on Sports Overnight America. Thanks, Jen and Jeff, the riches. Yeah, you want some riches? You want to take a stab at the riches? They'll be with us alternating hours starting 10 o'clock Pacific, midnight, and away we go. L.A., San Francisco, San Diego, Vegas, Phoenix. And by the way, K-Shop, K-S-H-P. Great job out of Vegas. They've got us now. And so they love it when Tyler and Brock get into their picks. I mean, Brock had a rough weekend. I mean, he did, but I'm not going to go there. We got him on. Heinze, what's up, buddy? How are you?
Wow, we almost get to Thanksgiving, and I have my first 0-2 weekend, and you're killing me.
I know. I shouldn't do that. I shouldn't do that. All right, Montgomery's. Yeah. Hey, Montgomery's out in Boston. Sacco's in. I didn't like this firing at all. You could see it coming. St. Louis on the weekend, overtime loss, 5-1 to the Columbus Blue Jackets. I mean, 2 years removed from an all-time record, 135 points in the regular year. They got cat scratch fever. Florida, the Panthers, has their number in the Eastern Conference. I don't know, Brock. Let's sum up Jim Montgomery hitting the bricks. He gets booted out. Sacco in. Tyler, you follow up. Heinze, let's hear.
I don't know where else you go, Marty. You can't fire the GM. You can't fire the president of the club. And you can't get rid of all the players. So After this start, where the Bruins, by the way, if the season ended today, would be in the last playoff spot, we're trending down. Loses of four of the last five. And after you go from the perch that you just said 2 years ago, the best record in the NHL all time, to this point here, it started really with the off-season distractions, I thought, with the goaltending. Montgomery kind of alluded to that in his exit press conference, that the fact that the Swayman distractions, not signing him in a timely fashion, kind of were a distraction. I think that's part of it, Marty. I think there's a bunch of different pieces to this puzzle, but that's the one that sticks out to me even before this whole debacle happened.
I mean, it's just a tough situation. I mean, the guy had 121-41-23 record with the Bruins. You know, this reminds me, if we're going to relate it to the NFL, to kind of what we're looking at with the Cowboys here. They did a terrible job. Don Sweeney did a terrible job handling the Swayman situation. They gave up all the leverage by trading Ullmark before they signed him. It caused a holdout, an overpay. You got to think that it turns the locker room against Swayman for holding out and kind of screwing his boys over. And, you know, here they sit, you know, 8 wins, 3 overtime losses are on 19 points. I mean, what else can you do? You know, Brock said it best. You can't fire the GM or the president. So there's really only one other move to make, which is finding a scapegoat. It's pretty, I think it's very similar to what we're going to see in Philadelphia with the 76ers and Nick Nurse. Someone has to be blamed, and unfortunately, something had to be done here. And this is really with the roster, how it's structured, and the fact that Don Sweeney's not going anywhere right now. I mean, what, he's been here, what is it, I think 11 years. He's had four coaches and no titles. So, I mean, it's a GM issue. It's there, you know, right now they're looking like the Dallas Cowboys, and, you know, it's just, what's next? Where do you go from here? It's that weird, you know, that space of not knowing. It's like purgatory for Bruins fans, and I feel bad for them.
Yeah, let me jump in, Brock, and ask you, because he got sideways with Marchand and Pasternak, and that, to me, sealed his fate. He had two star players that got their noses out of joint, and I'm telling you, players, as much as we love them, they can individually and collectively be coach killers, and that's what I see out of Marchand and Pasta. You tell me.
Yeah, I would agree with you. Both of them got benched at different junctures during this season, and you're right about the power of players. I mean, one of the scariest things, if you ask a coach, is the players-only meetings that they have in any sport. Those are like the worst things in the world. And it was told to me that there were several meetings, especially after the going into the season that they hired Montgomery that summer to get rid of Bruce Cassidy. The certain key players on that team did not like him, and that caused his demise before the 22-23 season started. That brought Montgomery in, which appeared to be at that time a good hire. And as that season went on, it looked like those two could clash in the Stanley Cup Finals. Montgomery, as you said, ousted in the first round because Florida has their number. They don't match up well with them. And where did, what did Cassidy do? He didn't actually do anything that season. Oh, wait. No, he won a Stanley Cup. And so the players were wrong that year. But you know what? Sometimes, I mean, Tyler will agree with this. Sometimes you just tune coaches out at some juncture. And the key players here tune the coach out. And also, not to be on the same train as Tyler, mutual admiration here, but he's right. It's a GM thing. Look how long it's been in Dallas. You need the first coach that Jerry Jones hires was his GM. They won a Super Bowl. His second coach was a GM in Barry Switzer. They won a Super Bowl. After that, Jerry Jones was the GM. They've done absolutely nothing. The Bruins are on the same path.
All right, let's go. We got to get away from the hockey because there's so much. Nothing against Montgomery and the Bruins. Brock, I want to go to Soto in Boston. Soto and the Yankees. He turned down a qualifying one-year $21 million deal for the Yankees. That was procedural in nature. Let's get into Soto. Full disclosure, I'm a dyed-in-the-wool Red Sox fan, as is Brock. We got Tyler here who's, you know, he's got pinstripes, I swear to God, on his pillows. He loves the Yankees. Here's where I want to go, guys. I think both these AL East Titans, and I can't believe I'm calling the Red Sox Titans. He's going to the Mets, guys. Brock, you first. Tyler, you second. Soto is going to be sewn up before, I believe, Christmas, and maybe even before Thanksgiving. He's going to be a Met. Steve Cohen's got a checkbook, and he's got a franchise on the rise. And he also has his buddy Francisco Lindor in tow. Brock, you start. Soto.
Nothing's changed since I talked to you last, Marty. He wants to play for a winner. They may have a big checkbook, the Red Sox. So does Toronto, Los Angeles, Philadelphia, and everybody else, including the Mets, that you want to name. He wants to play for a winner, which means New York or New York. I sit on here before, the Mets were probably a 30-40% chance. I still think the Yankees are the front runners. I think Juan Soto wants to play for a winner, and I think the Yankees can produce that winner. So can the Mets. But he's going to stay in a big market. He's going to stay on the East Coast. He's going to stay out of Canada.
Wow, interesting. Tyler, you feel good now that he turned down their picayune $21.1 million qualifying offer, which I understand is qualifying, but you feeling better by the day, or are you getting more antsy?
Look, I mean, as we know, the newspaper headline writers and the polls are always, always, always right. And, you know, they're definitely never wrong about these things and all these notifications about how well these meetings went. I swear, every time he has a meeting, I get a Bleacher Report notification. Oh, Juan Soto's meeting with the Dodgers went really well. His meeting with the Red Sox was 3 hours long. You know, the Mets are, you know, swearing that they're going to outbid everybody. Doesn't mean anything to me. It means nothing. It couldn't mean less. That is about as accurate as me standing and putting a banner on my balcony saying Juan Soto had a meeting with me and it went well. Means nothing. All that matters is when push comes to shove, where does he want to play? And if Brock is right and he wants to play for a winning organization, the last I checked, the last meaningful title the Mets had was 11 years before I was born. So, look, do you want to play for the Yankees and be a box office star? And, you know, there's an aura about playing for the Yankees, and they're going to come with a heavy checkbook. They're going to. They know they have to. If they didn't plan on writing a significant check, if they had any dignity and respect, which sometimes I'm not sure if we do because we still have Aaron Boone as our manager and Cashman still running the team, but if they had any dignity, if they weren't going to write a $600-plus million check, they wouldn't be in the conversation right now. They're going to come with a check. Steve Cohen's going to say, oh, but wait, I have $50 million more for you. And I don't think it's going to matter. I think that he has relationships, you know, on the roster with the Yankees. I think he really enjoyed playing for the Yankees this season. I think that postseason run outside of just abysmal defensive play in the World Series was special. And I think he's going to want to run it back. These players have egos. They have chips on their shoulder. They don't like getting bounced like they did. And, you know, you have to think that Judge, Stanton, all the guys that are still there have had conversations with this guy. Like, yo, come on. Let's run it back. Let's get what's ours. And there's something to say about that. And you can't put a dollar amount on the chip on the shoulder that a guy has when he got beat like he did in the World Series. And playing for the Yankees is playing for the Yankees. It is. I don't think there's another team in all of sports that has the aura that the New York Yankees have. And I say, obviously, I'm a Yankee fan, but 27 championships, sure, a lot of them were in the mid-70s, 50s, 60s, whatever you want to call it. But they're the Yankees, and they're the Yankees for a reason.
All right, Brock, you want to add anything before I really throw a curveball at you? Are you good, or you want me to throw the curveball?
No, I'm good. I set it up for, and Tyler finished it off. I mean, that was a good 1-2 punch there. He wants to play for a winner. He got his taste of a World Series in Washington. He'll be back in New York. And like I said, I give the edge right now to the Yankees.
Here's where I want to go next, guys. Should we pause and genuflect to the NBA? Boston, Cleveland tonight. The Riches, Jen and Jeff are going to get to recap it in the overnight. We get to talk about it now. I think both of you should hang up after we're done tonight and immediately go to your TV and get locked and loaded for the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Boston Celtics. Brock, you first. In the memory of Joe Tate, I think Joe Tate's still alive, by the way, but you and I grew up listening to the Cavaliers. They're unbeaten, Brock, and they're in the Garden tonight. Should we genuflex? Let me ask.
Hey, huge moment, right? So you're 11-3. You're playing an undefeated team, and you're favored by 6 points, which I don't know what the equivalent of the NBA and the NFL. We know the NFL home field is allegedly worth 3 points. I don't know if home court is worth six, but I don't know. A message is being sent to you there. Hey, it's the biggest matchup of the season, no question about it. And has a team done it any quieter than the Cleveland Cavaliers? That's the thing. If this were the Nuggets of years past or somebody like that, you'd say, okay, pretty good. Timberwolves even. The Cavaliers, guys, that's the part that really surprises me. It doesn't stun me, but it just surprised me how quietly they've done it.
I mean, I believe they're the fourth or fifth team ever to start 15-0. That ends tonight. I'm saying it right now. My buddy Josh Bonin's going to be at the Garden tonight. I know he's very loud. He'll be having Donovan Mitchell. His shot will be off. Mark my words. Take the under on his points. If this were an NFL game, though, looking at the line, I'm thinking this is like a 2.5 point if this is an NFL game. I think 6.5 is fair. I think the Celtics fans, that Boston crowd is going to be rowdy. They know the Cavaliers are 15-0. The whole roster knows the Cavs are 15-0. I think the Celtics are going to say, hey, just so you know, we're the champions here, and this is our conference, and we're going to remind you of that tonight. I think they win convincingly.
Well, here's what I'll say. The Celtics over the weekend needed a Tatum buzzer beater in overtime to beat the Toronto god-awful Raptors. I mean, come on now. Come on.
Well, it happens.
Yeah. No, I get it. I get it. But here's what I say. The NBA regular season is like watching grass grow in February. I hate to say it. I mean, individual games. Knicks, Celtics, yes. Philly, Boston, up and down that Eastern Seaboard, throw the Miami Heat in there. But when you give me Charlotte, Boston, I'm sorry. I'm watching I'll watch Loyola Maryland play Quinnipiac. I'm serious. I'm not watching that guard. No, I'm not watching.
I'd watch my dishes dry before I spend time watching that.
I can't watch that garbage. I really can't. And then, you know, whatever. Brock, go ahead. Finish up with a strong note.
Good job, Tyler. 49 Washington Capitals, the 94 Houston Rockets, and our producer knows the other team that started 15-0, the Golden State Warriors in 2016. Yep. So I just want to throw that in there. Don was probably itching to burst in and say that. So I agree with Tyler. I mean, the line is set up to tell you.
Hey, Brock, great job on short notice. Thank you for the Montgomery take and all your contributions. We love you. Here, Brock, with Sports in 60 times 2. You hear him 24/7 on the network. Tyler, you hang in. We got a 2-minute drill coming up. Don't go away here. It's Sports Overnight America. Don't go away.
Change the way things are. It's gonna take a lot of love. We won't get too far.
Every Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99 and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
All right, we only got a couple of minutes. Let's get right to it. Deion Sanders. Colorado wins the Big 12. He gets into the playoff. He gets into a national championship game. And then he ascends, or maybe descends, to take over the reins of the Dallas Cowboys. I don't know. When I first saw this, I snoozed, and yeah, you snooze, you lose. It probably makes sense. Who knows? What do you think, Tyler?
I thought it was crazy at first, and then I was actually just thinking about this, and I was thinking to myself, I'm like, is Deion the only guy with a personality big enough to shut Jerry Jones down and to actually take control of the situation in Dallas? And they're going to have a high draft pick because they're, you know, absolutely terrible. For those who don't know, they're god awful. Do they draft Shador, and then is that the bait to bring Deion to take over? I highly believe that he's the only guy that can get Jerry Jones to just sit down, shut up, and let someone else run this team, even if it's not under the official GM position.
Yeah, I tell you, it's not like they need the gate because the Cowboys are the Cowboys. So I don't know. I think it has to be strictly a football decision. I don't think there's any financial implications. I mean, Cowboy fans are going to go back. Even if you feed them an inferior product, they'll still come. I mean, they just will.
They're more delusional than us Yankee fans.
No, and Red Sox fans. I mean, we supported those morons for years and years and years, but they finally rewarded us. I guess where I want to go with you next, Tyler, is just college football real quick. We don't have a lot of time, but man, oh man, I cannot wait for this 12-team thing to be announced and let the games begin, huh?
It's going to be so exciting. I cannot wait. I trust the committee's going to do the right thing, put the best teams in play, yep. And I can't wait to, you know, hopefully get to one of these games.
Well, we just figured it out today. Tyler is going to be camped out in Miami. He'll have the national semis down there at Hard Rock. We're going to set up in Dallas, and then we're all going to meet in Atlanta and high five and have a nice steak meal somewhere in Buckhead. All right, good job out of the whole crew. Brock Hines, excellent work. Zaid Hussein, Dominic Jimenez, outstanding work. Tyler, as always, we'll catch you tomorrow at 6 Eastern. All right, stay with us. The Riches, Jen and Jeff throughout the night, alternating hours here, starting at 10 Pacific. Here on Sports Byline. Adios.